for you, right, and all this. And then the end, the slug, the so in Kitty had given us once a gardening book when she was in Mehrabad. Her brother had come to see her and asked her what she wanted. She bought us a gardening book that we were here in Mehrabad, and she was in Mehrabad. So this very lovely gardening book, in that I read one day, that time Baba was there, physically Baba was with us. So I read about the slugs that in the evening time, these little tumble bees come,
yes,
those should be destroyed because they lay eggs, and the little and lay eggs in soft earth and what do you call manure?
Dung,
you know. Yes. They need, it has to be dry dung and whatever.
Yes, yes.
So then it's nice, soft place and warm place for them to lay eggs. So these eggs are there in the manure, and when you it comes.
So when Baba plays those card games?
Yeah, because it was lots of the cinema house celebrated. So then he said, anyone that you read about, I'd like to go to Kajaboli old cinema house in Meisner. We went there, and this film was being run there.
When I hear that music,
it's
like dancing.
Yeah. Well, in 1954, Andhra Pradesh, you know, there, one of them had a very bright idea to make this garden for Baba, and garden, put the garden around Baba's neck. And all the five masters are like jewels in his garden. So they made that way. So that is Sai Baba, this is Narayan Maharaj, this is Tajuddin Baba, Mohammedan, this is Upasani Maharaj, Hindu, and Baba Jan, Mohammedan. So Baba was born in Hebrew, you may call it. Jew, you know, who had built this very, what do you call it, very beautiful big hospital in Pune. Mm-hmm. It's the biggest hospital, David Sassoon here, David Sassoon. The one of its kind in Pune State, it is the only one of its kind. And there, Baba was born in that hospital, which Jew had built it. Then his nurse at delivery time was a Christian or something like that. And when he was God realized, his first master who kissed him, you know, Babajan, was Mohammedan. And the second was Upasani Maharaj, that is Hindu. So Christian, one of the Hebrew thing, and what do you call it? Mohammedan faith and Hindu. All together, Baba himself is Western. Mm-hmm. Extraordinary.
Yes.
So beautiful.
So much represents his messages of all the
religions. Yeah, religion that should come together. Mm-hmm. Baba did say, all the religions on one string, like pearls on beads on one string. But that man's mind has to be trained, and Baba will get it. It's very difficult for man to change his ways, even his faith. Everything. But Baba did it. Like the housewife adjusted for her house clean, she dusts and, you know, all that. So that's how Baba will have to do all cleaning up the universe and just the right people living to start a new humanity. Mm-hmm. Eat Christianity and kitchen. And every evening Baba has the same food. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this will come from a Parsi hotel that is not very far from our place, maybe a mile or so. It's called Edward Hotel, and this proprietor loved Baba and his wife also. So he used to send food, we paid for that food, and, you know. But it was so, this person was so, what do you call it? So much love for Baba that love me is. He was a very, what do you call it, on a big scale also he could arrange for cooking for many. So when there was a Parsi wedding in Pune, these people would, the wedding people would give it to him to cook for so many. So even if there are 200 people to feed in the wedding, many people come. All the rest is all of all. So he would cook for so many. But when there was chicken cooked, you know, our wedding, the Western wedding, they spend so much for for the dinner, wedding dinner, you call it, much, and so he had cooked chicken and the rice that he spiced all, and what is there, one kind of vegetable or something, I forget. Anyway, Baba used to have his food between 4 and 4:30. So he had finished eating, washed his hands, money was reading and all that, and then it was time that we must leave his room because Bhav would come to be with Baba from 5:30 on, but then I think Bal Natu would be there also to read in Hindi a newly composed poem that is pages and pages and all that. So, what I was saying is this, here's the food, you know, from this hotel, a big, we call it thali, but you'll call it tray, but it's round like this. And in it, in a little bowl, this chicken cooked, you know, but, and then vegetable, dal and rice and pickle and one more vegetable and chapati, whatever it is, dahi, and all that. So Bhagavad finished eating and this food came late, didn't it? How did they know when to send? But we were still in Baba's room, it was good. And so, we are all in Baba's room, but one who comes and goes, like Khoshid or Gavir, they saw this come in and they dropped the whole tray and they put it in front of Baba, that little table put in front of Baba. He said, Baba, so wedding food, dinner, and they have sent it for you to have it from this Baba. Because, you know, we'll tell you later on. Then Baba said, I've just eaten brown rice. As they've sent it, so to, you know, with love they sent it, Baba sent it, so we must eat. Baba must eat a little bit. So he would peck it a little bit like this. Now we say, little bit of finger, break off a little bit, and a little bit here, a little bit there. And there, Baba said, I've eaten now. Now you all eat it. Baba said, you like chicken? I said, yes, Baba, I'd like to see this chicken. Take more of it, yes? And yes, Baba. I still remember. I said, my brother, the other is going to eat, I'm going to take more of it. Maybe about 6 or 8 of us. Anyway, this person who sent this wedding food to Baba, his motive was that motive means, what would you call it? His wish, thought that Baba eat from these. The people whose wedding is to take place,
yes.
Those people don't know Baba, they're not followers of Baba. So this hotel person who loves Baba sent food from their, what do you call it, the feast they're going to give to others. Baba must have his share first, so this person who loves Baba, the proprietor of the hotel, he serves Baba's food first, sends it here, and then he sends it to where he has sent it to the fire temple, wherever they're going to have the wedding take place, you know. So he said that let these people also benefit by Baba having a little food from their feast, their wedding dinner. Baba eats from their wedding dinner also. Why not Baba eat first and then by the other day? So he loved Baba so dearly. That's how he used to do 2-3 times a Sunday. I mean, once a year. Baba said, I've eaten nothing, how to? Never mind, Baba, he sent his lover. So Baba didn't take a little bit. So sweet, Baba looked. Mm. Yet they must not join hands to Baba and, you know, give respect. Baba just wanted love. So. To love, you're observing him, doing things for him all the time, love. Not join your hands, and be very polite. Baba didn't like that. Baba didn't like it. And makes him feel, how is it? If you're also visiting somebody, you're saying bowing to. As long as if you obey Baba's words, you know, what Baba writes in his articles, you follow his words, then you're a real Baba lover. There are many Baba lovers who do not follow Baba's words. If you think you just have darshan of a flower, Baba's happy, that does not make Baba happy. But offer flowers, offer with love, Baba is only, Baba only wants love. He said that once you don't have a rose, you just have one petal of a rose, and that one petal, if you love, you give it to him. That is accepted with much love, Baba's love, because it is so much love behind it. It's not the thing, it's the, so how much love you give it to Baba, you know? Everything. Service. Yes, bow down you must, because it is, to whom do you then bow down?
Yes.
And if not to your beloved master, beloved God, he's worthy to be loved, to bow down to. He has suffered so much for us, he has loved us so dearly, so many years he has observed silence, not just for few, for so many, many of his lovers, as well as all humanity. In fact, the whole creation is giving a great push, but we don't see it. But I do see it. But the days go very fast. Baba turning handle fast also. No time left.
That is how we feel.
Yes. Especially in spiritual matters, there's no time left. Once you've got to realize all what you've gone through, all these many life that you've gone through and difficulty is all forgotten, because not there. Only the I am God state stays, and that's most beautiful. And the greatest happiness, that is bliss. Anand, akhanda anand means eternal bliss. And our souls are longing for that, you know. But it is so dominant that it is not outstanding we show it, you know. Inwardly, the soul wants happiness. That's why then we want happiness. We go to cinema, we do this. You see happiness from here, there. But that means the soul wants happiness. So that's the real happiness it has to have one day. It has to. So this is our first step now. Loving Baba, obeying him, make him happy. So be ready for his grace. And this is not the only life. When this life passes and there's another life, but last life when we die, not previous life we call it. The previous life, we must be there. It's God's grace that we don't remember that life. And it's good we don't, otherwise we would be falling. Yeah, you said that to me and we remember this or something. Or maybe there's much love between them, we feel more love for each other. I see what God's grace is, so that we forget the past. But the sanskars, the impression stays, which we have to work out. And by the time working out, we are making new ones also. One way, the real is drilling the sanskars. The other side, the real is, how do you say?
Unwinding
and winding, both together. You can't get out of it. Yeah. That's why Choryasi lakh means 84 million lakh. What does lakh mean? 100,000 lakh? Then million is more than lakh?
No,
it's 100
million.
84 lakhs, they say. So many lives you have to take to get God realization. So how fortunate we are that even now that we love Baba, so we have come so near, and we were fortunate to be, reborn in such a, this time, but what I want to say is that we love Baba. You know, in this life, there are thousands in the world who do not know about Baba, who do not love Baba, but we are fortunate to know of him and to love him. That's what I'm saying, honestly. Mm. So it's a great miracle. Mm. He's touched the hearts of the young ones and they bring their parents to Baba. It has happened. Yes. Jacko's parents came, David's parents came, Vesta's, and who's this one? Jack Small, one more, I don't remember. Erico. So we were a fine person. Mm-hmm. Who? Janet Podmore, yes, very lovely. What's her name? Barbara, I think. Very sweet lady, I like her very much.
And yeah, you know. Oh, it's beautiful. It's such a fire.
Yes, Baba's miracle. You must know that what Baba has done, he has touched his heart. So how fortunate these are that they feel love for Baba. Mm. Very fortunate. Yeah. Very fortunate. You are fortunate to have children who love Baba.
Oh.
You have two sons, daughter. Three sons.
They love Baba.
Mm. No daughter. No, I love to have a daughter also. No?
Yeah, I love them too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Baba makes things happen that. Now, don't get attached. Mm. I come first.
Yeah. Don't forget me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Baba wants to be, I would say, more in your heart than others. It is so. Lord Baba of Baba. You know, when we were traveling to the States,
yes,
we were in 52, and we were on the aeroplane, seated, and the aeroplane was, how do you say, on its way, flying. It was morning time, and we all had breakfast, and then there was this little girl, I don't know how old she must be, 5 or 6 years old, and she was with her mother in the aeroplane. So she would rest, she would, along the corridor, she would, you know, walk, skip and jump, you know, children like how she would be, and read that. But there's so many men and women seated, but she was not interested in anybody, would you believe? The girl came straight to Baba. Yes, Baba sitting, I was sitting in, on the same seat, yeah, near the, what do you call this, porthole, what is it called?
Window.
And Baba was here, this side, where the corridor is. So she came to Baba and looked at Baba and smiled. Baba patted her, and so she put a hand on Baba's knee like that. And he was as if she knew Baba.
Yes.
But there was so much love, she felt Baba's love. And so Baba patted her hair and like this. But Baba could not speak, so Baba did this. All, this is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Baba, when observing silence, it was really sad, because how much he must want to say certain beautiful words. He must not say it. No, sir, I feel like that. So then Baba patted her and smiled and this. And then after 1 minute, the mother, the child's mother came along and said, you mustn't interrupt the gentleman, come away, you mustn't interrupt the gentleman. And she pulled the child away from Baba. So then she held the child's hand, she shouldn't stray. And I mean, she should be with, by her mother's side and so on. But talking to the other person, that lady, she must have got her hands loose, how do you say, free from the grasp from the child's hand, and she must be busy talking like this and whatever, and the child was free now. So she again came back to Baba, would you believe? 2-3 times she came, and every time her mother took her, but she was drawn to Baba out of so many men and women sitting around. Other child would go to a woman, no? But no, she came to Baba straight. So wonderful, we found it. It's very touching. 8 years old. He and his brother was there, maybe a friend or two at home. The detail I don't know. Anyway, they found a little sparrow dead somewhere in the garden. No? Oh, this sparrow died, we must give it a real burial. All these children made a lovely little something, you know, like a cradle in which they could put the sparrow and flowers in the sparrow. And then they all sort of pretended to be mourning for the sparrow. And like this, they went to the garden, they got into the grave, put the sparrow with great love and respect. And this is the game. And Baba told it was really very amusing. As a child, you know, Baba, when Baba was very, very young, means a child, means a baby, 8 and 9 months old, children are crawling that time, you know, they must crawl. So when my had to cook in the kitchen, So she was in the kitchen, this child was suddenly in the drawing and dining room somehow. But child, how got, maybe door got opened by the breeze or something, open. Child would get out of the bedroom on the veranda, you know, what do you call this, trolley? And down steps. Anybody, still children like this, you know, and, but it was good that Sigma came in time and said, my, where is Melvin, where is me? And yeah, then nobody, she got frantic and she went out on the veranda and she looked out. There he was near half the steps coming down slowly, the child can't come down, so they stay. So every time you, Baba would be, how is it, going out of the house as a child. Mm. Always running out of the house. Running means falling out. So Srinmaya then brought Baba in and took a soft kind of sashino sari, soft thing, and tied him around the waist and tied him to the bed. Did you hear about that? No?
I never
did. He was tied him to the bed, so then he would cry because he was in. So Srinmaya said that. He was coaxing that. And then went and brought some puff rice. Well, a child of 9 months also okay to eat rice and plate puff rice. So he'd be crying and eating puff rice. And then after that he went to sleep. The Srinmaya finished the cooking and came back into, to see Baba. And the child was sleeping so sweetly. And the flies over here. Srinmaya said, oh, this thing for the child, love for the child. They took, untied him, took him and put him in bed, cozy and nice. And all. So what a time to see. Srinmaya must have had every day of, to bring a Baba so naughty. Sweet but naughty. Yes, very sweet but very naughty. To answer, I mean, there's no secret in it.
No.
Yes, you know Krishna, Lord Krishna?
Mm-hmm.
I've read about that. Then you know about Radha?
Okay.
Yes. Well, then she was, you know, there are many gopis. So out of that, he loved all the gopis. But this was special love, more intimate in love. So Krishna and Radha. No, I don't know how to put it in English. What would you say? Bed of, or what would you say? What would you say?
Counterpart.
Yes, but know this, that Baba never had an affair with me. Please don't have this wrong idea. But his love was very, very beautiful. Very beautiful, I have no idea. His love was perfect, beautiful lovers. Only we were not perfect to love him as yet. All my love is only for Baba.
Right.
Yes. And I love very dearly, but that love is not enough. But it is all for Baba.
Yes.
So what I want to say is Baba, what am I to say? His love was very beautiful. He is beautiful love himself. His love himself is love. So that's what I want to say is like Krishna and Radha, that relationship. Now Mary is mother of Jesus.
But still that love.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. When was it? 1968 it was, I think so. Early in 68, not late, early in 11. One day I was we moved to. All these levels together, you know. The sun means together. I said, yes, Baba. I'm very happy you have to be with Baba all the way. Of course, you always be Baba and bless Baba. And so I should have asked Baba like this, what do you mean? This means together. But now I feel I should have asked Baba and made Baba explain to me, because now I don't see him with me. I think of him and we all know that Baba is with me, his love is around us. That's why we are living and we can talk and laugh and all that, because Baba still, his love is, his fragrance of his love is around us. So if, you know. But that, he said. And then once he said, sometime afterwards, he said, wasn't Mary, you know, I means Baba, I will live for 90 years. 90 years. Oh, nice. Oh, yes, Baba. And then Baba pointed out to me, and you will live 80 years. Baba. I said, I'm going to get old as, of 80 years, but I said, never mind, with Baba is nice. 80 years, what is wrong? So now I'm thinking, what does Baba mean? But I actually, that time also I didn't ask Baba. But I knew what Baba was saying. And yet when Baba dropped his body, I was thinking, what is that? That's why we didn't expect Baba to drop his body. Baba said 90 years. So Baba's language we can never understand. That's what it is. This is all as Baba has planned and as he wishes, so we just abide by.
This is like the thing that Baba and told Mani to stop there. Yeah. Then Baba told us to follow them and that. Now, because there was sunshine, the sun had come out, it was okay that we walk now alone, you know, that Baba took care of us. And then Baba went to the mandir walking, and we very good. We went talking, and Baba was walking with the mandir, and Dr. Gunny was walking very, as I said, John Prindy with his walking stick in the front like this.
The
crimson jacket, you may call it velvet, that also. So I put on the velvet thing, you know, jacket and the veil, and then Baba said, come on, we go out. And so Elizabeth said, shall I take your photos? All right. And we stood. And nobody arranged us, otherwise the Westerns would have come out so beautifully. The Christmas. That is Baba's birthday, of course. He is Baba. Baba was Jesus, and he is now in Baba's form. Yes. Baba's love. And so we love him, make him happy. Like this. Baba, when he came new to Mera Zad, Baba's seclusion hill is in the background. Mm. And Baba is holding my hand, and his hand is around my waist.
You're lucky. I've been.
Yes. Well, this is Baba giving prasad. This is Saroj. This is his military friends. Baba is giving prasad. You know, 1956 darshan, big darshan. Yes, big darshan prasad. You know, 1956 darshan. Big darshan. Yes, big darshan. Baba looked very lovely with rose, pink rose garland and white sadra. Baba looked very, very lovely. Though his health was not running good, yet he gave of himself so beautifully for the sake of his lovers. He would come out and give darshan to hundreds and hundreds waiting there. And Baba couldn't speak a word, and he had to smile all the time, you know. It takes so much energy to each one to give interest and love and like this, you know. Mm-hmm. But then, talk about how is your health, this, everything. Hundreds are waiting, hundreds are coming to Baba. It's so easy to talk, but without talking, to keep, to make them happy and, yes.
Keep them
yes.
Attentive and feeling.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, to make them feel happy mm-hmm. also. Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't have better words. Yeah, Dean Tolstoy is here, Baba, and Helen Dam, who has painted the murals in Baba's Samadhi room. Helen Dam is here, and there is Nadine Tolstoy, uh-huh. just beside Baba. Uh-huh. And guy in my family.
Uh-huh. Mm. It's a nice outdoor shot.
Yeah. Elizabeth had the camera.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Guillaume?
Yeah, Dilly Lillard from London.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She had come here, what year was it? I don't remember. 76. Yes. Huh? Yes, what was it? Did I was there? I didn't know. Yeah. Dad Baba said, but he never called me that, but surprise, he said, Jay Baba. But Western group, in the beginning, Baba gave them names, very beautiful. Narina Machaberry was called, Baba gave her the name. Nur Jahan, that's right. Nur Jahan means light of the world. And then Elizabeth is a very pretty name, lovely name. Dilruba means sweetheart. And then Leila is Delia. Minta is Shalimar, is a Persian princess, a Mughal princess. And Saroja is Kitty. I don't know.
No.
Huh? Task, Baba name, gave her the name. Zuleika.
Mm.
Oh, Zuleika is a very beautiful name. It's a true story. Like Joseph, you call exposure the son. Oh, beautiful. Yeah, 59, very early. I went to see him.
Hmm.
And I thought, who were there? I gave respect to Baba. And I think garland flowers offered to Baba. Hmm. It's a long time ago. I remember. Okay. But you can go to Amarnath to see a match.
Yeah.
I like to see you. Baba loves to see a cricket match. Played well.
Hmm.
Yeah. He himself loved to play cricket. That is the best game.
Yeah.
Tell us only, Baba, let us play. When my son, and there was a tennis court outside in the garden, and the tennis things, whatever, the bat and ball, everything was in the storeroom. We never touched it. One day, Baba said, you're let to play tennis, see how we like it now. So here we all were excited. Brother's big, heavy bats outside, now, I don't know how to hold them. I said, Baba, these are very heavy things. After you try. So here we four of them, money, myself, and I then, of course, it is for me with that, with the Hindu girl, you know, myself and Mani's operation, was mastroid operation, but that we were there. Well, anyway, we played somehow all, not, we couldn't play at all. Basana, that's enough. Next time, Baba didn't offer another. We couldn't do it.
There on the hill, you had to play badminton?
Badminton, Baba played with us, yes, but not. Tennis is too difficult. It's a man's game, dearly speaking. But some women have a strong wrist, they do it. Yes, yes. Not so strong as they should be, for not enough for playing tennis, I think. Or maybe practice. You want more practice.
Mm-hmm.
The ball comes so fast and strong, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And hit it in the right place where you want it to go. It's very difficult. It's a wonder because in England or somewhere, is it for Wimbledon?
Yes, yes.
Indian won the match, Indian person.
Right. Oh, yes. Yeah. No, that Vijay.
Vijay Arbitrage.
Yeah, and his brother. He had to play.
Double. They didn't take.
They didn't take
semi.
But also, I don't like missionary. So much so that even I don't like trash. Maybe just did it so. And so one day, how Baba knew, and somehow Baba knew. So Baba, behind my back, not in front of me. Behind my back means I was not there in the room. That time Baba took courtship for me. It was soon for me. So Baba didn't tell me. Then Baba told her that time, when Guru Prasad. And she said to me, have you got a blouse piece of stitch? I feel like stitching a blouse for you. I said, good. I have one, so I gave it to her, and she stitched. Now, she didn't tell me that Baba stole her. So after she finished stitching, sewing the blouse, it was very prettily done, very well done. So I was so happy, how beautifully done it. Oh, I must show it to Baba. So in my mind, I said, I must show it to Baba. So when Baba next day, when next morning, when Baba was washing his face and shaving and all that, Baba said, sitting in his chair, waiting. He asked for a shaver or something. By that time, I blouse and showed it to Baba. I said, Baba, cautious, sew this blouse for me. Such a nice piece of done. Baba smiled. Of course, I told me, I have told Baba that Sita Devi told Kausi and then sisters, but I was not able to tell that to Baba. Mm-hmm. But later, Kausi told me much later that Baba had told his sisters.
But still, he must have felt happy that you were so happy.
That's why he felt happy. But I didn't know Baba said it, so it would be nice to say that Baba, you told Kausi to do it and she's done it. And Baba knew this Monday, the Kausi will tell me, you know. But we were in Mangeshwar in 1950, it must be. After the new land. That time, you know, in Mangeshwar, our house was situated in such a way that the natives of the place, what do you call them, Hindus? Farmers? They come from down the valley, because in the valley there is the space for growing vegetable and corn, whatever. Anyway, they bring up eggs and butter and all that, and so Abang would be for us, you could buy a bunch of all that, and in winter time it's cheap, so they bought all this. For the time when it will be expensive, you know, when summer everything becomes expensive because people from Bombay have children's holidays, they come to spend a month or so there. So what happened was this, one of these villager, she came suddenly wrapped in her clothes, you know, and she said, came to her daughter, do you want to buy a rabbit, please? Oh, rabbit, we all got so excited. We ran to her, said, show it to us. And this was a wild rabbit, so sweet, tiny baby rabbit with a white spot here, and very beautiful. So we said, of course we will, and so we bought it, and we had the rabbit with us, but it was so sweet that we kept it very, it was good, we didn't have dogs that time. Mm-hmm. So what happened was this, and then to keep us safe, we always kept in the house. But one day I was near my window and there was sunshine on the veranda here. So I said, let's put the rabbit out to have sunbathing, you know what you call it, in the sun.
Get a little air.
Healthy and all that. And I watched the rabbit from my window, but it was not the right thing. What happened was the rabbit was there on the thing, and the porch is all open like this, completely open, very big porch, and then it was all the ladies. And I was behind the window, and there are bars to the window, you can't jump out, because always if you keep the windows open, it has to be safe, because the night the tigers, lions, even bears used to come. So I would see that, oh, it's still there, cleaning his ears, and started, what do you call cleaning himself, like the cat does, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking so cute and sweet, and then so I again went on stitching. But then when I looked up, what I saw was a big crow came, and very swiftly caught its 2 ears like this, and carried away in front of me the rabbit, our baby rabbit. Yes, and you have no idea. I shouted everybody, how to catch the crow, and there's a forest. If it's not a forest, then you can run in the field, throw stones, do something. There are few trees, but there are thousands of trees. And you're here, so how can you know where it's landed, the thing? And if it pokes its beak on the poor rabbit, poor thing. So I shouted and shouted, please come, the crow is taking the rabbit away. And I could see the rabbit hanging from his ears like this, and the crow taking away like this. So I looked so pretty. And so we all women got together, just Meru, Mani, myself, and Gave were there. So we ran, but where to run? Which tree? So here we ran like that, and then ran the forest. Must be this tree, must be that tree. No, here, and the dry leaves, full of dry leaves, been crunch, we had to go find, look up. And then at last, when it came, what did you see? We saw the rabbit on the ground amongst the leaves. Because it was so heavy for the crow that the crow could not manage it. So it fell from his beak. And here it was hopping. Oh, here is a rabbit. And the brown leaves and brown rabbit, you can imagine how it was moving around nicely. It was not hurt. So then we quickly took it up
and cuddled it, and all four of us got together to patch it and make it comfortable enough to be afraid and all that. We brought it home, gave him some milk and other things to eat and all that. Very sweet, but we saved it, you know.
Oh.
Because we ran after it, we would have been alone there, the crow would have again come and attacked. But to save him sound in our keeping. Pet it, you know, it's loved to play with the rabbits. Baba loved animals very, very much. Not funny at all, but it turned out to be nice. You know? Happy ending. Baba said, feed it. Baba, yes, you're feeding it, you know. Baba liked to overfeed it to make it feel happy, you know. Saved.
Did you have a name?
I don't know what we named it, but anyway, in the night when we went to brush our teeth in the sink where the bathroom is, there's a sink also that we all there. The thing, you know the rabbit? It didn't like to be alone in a bedroom here, there. It came hopping where we were in the bathing room, and where the sink is, and there he would sit there and watch, we are watching it. So he would clean himself, and I'm doing trash also, you know. Very sweet. We don't tell the end. So after many days, definitely. They say hair is very delicate to keep. The white rabbits are okay. They are hardy, really speaking. But these white, these brown rabbits, they are
the wild.
Wilderness, their own kind of food and whatnot. So they not live too long. But it had natural death, so it's okay.
And it's with Baba. And with Baba, that's like, and it wasn't scared.
And no. I didn't have the crow eat it.
It tastes a little bit like chicken.
I did another funny thing. It's not funny at all. It's not funny at all. You know what happened? I was very small now. How small? Maybe 10 years old, maybe 10 years old. Nine years old. And my father died when I was 8 years old. But this, it's a long story. The servant means the a Mohammedan servant who would serve my father. We had a Christian cook, and this was a Mohammedan butler. But he was very young, you know, he was 20 years old that time, but then later on, maybe 25, because after that he got married and all that. But after my father died, he didn't want to leave my mother's service. He said, no,